KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy, windy, 48 degrees in Atlantic. We have drizzle as well. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Medicab Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Four Iowa teenagers who ran away together faced juvenile charges in Illinois, where they were found in a vacant house. The teens were found safe in Eureka, Illinois, Tuesday when the owner of the house checked on the property. Two 15-year-old Eastern Iowa girls from Shellsburg, Sky Floyd and Jaslyn Vizek, along with 16-year-old Corey Sunderman and 13-year-old Austin Boggs, both of Atlantic, had not been seen since Saturday. The Cedar Rapids Gazette said the teens were in court in Illinois Wednesday on charges of trespassing and criminal damage to the property. The boys also face a charge of possession of a stolen vehicle. Benton County, Iowa, Sheriff Randy Forsyth said one of the girls and one of the boys apparently met through the Xbox video game system that allows users to interact with each other. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Did a teacher with a Shenandoah Community School District tell her students in her class to get in line and spit on another student? That's the question parents are asking, and the district is being mum on the matter. According to a report by Omaha television station WOWT-TV, parents said the teacher had almost all of the children in one class spit on a boy one by one last week. Accusations against the teacher have also appeared on Facebook. The Omaha World Herald reports the student's mother, Alexandria Kindup, posted on Facebook that her son Jackson was spit on at the teacher's direction because he was sticking his tongue out and blowing so-called raspberries at another student. She said the incident happened October 8th. Kindup said that the teacher called her that same afternoon, admitting that it was an error in judgment, but did not apologize. Shenandoah School Superintendent Jeff Heiser said the teacher has been placed on leave and that an investigation is underway. In a statement released to the media, Heiser said the district cannot discuss this or any other particular incident as it is a confidential personnel and or student matter. I can say that the safety and well-being of students is the district's first priority. That takes all claims of bullying and harassment seriously and investigates all complaints it receives in response as the investigation warrants. It's not clear if the report or complaint had been filed with the Shenandoah Police Department. An Elkhorn man serving as a trooper with the South Dakota Highway Patrol remains in critical condition following successful surgery on Thursday to relieve pressure on his brain. The surgery came as the result of an incident that occurred Wednesday morning when 34-year-old Andrew Steen was struck by a vehicle driven by a female pursuit suspect. Colonel Craig Price, superintendent of the South Dakota Highway Patrol, told the Argus Leader Staff newspaper that Steen, an 8-year veteran of the Highway Patrol, was hit by a vehicle in the line of duty following an attempted traffic stop that escalated into a pursuit. Price said also that Steen's family and the patrol have been gratified by the outpouring of public support. They continue to ask for good thoughts and prayers for the trooper as he continues to recover. A benefit fund titled the Trooper Andrew Steen Benefit Fund has been set up at Wells Fargo. Donations can be made at any Wells Fargo institution in the United States. A Caring Bridge and Facebook page have also been set up for those wishing to offer their support and or prayers for the family of Andrew Steen. Links to those two sites can be found under this same story on KJAN.com under the News tab. And two Iowa State troopers who died when their plane crashed into a field near Atlantic a little over 23 years ago were honored Thursday morning at State Radio near Lewis. The bridges, located along Highway 6 in Cass County, were named for Trooper Pilot Lance Deitch and Stanley Gerling. Major Tim Linen with the State Patrol.
For the Iowa State Patrol, today is a day of remembrance and a day of recognition. Prior to today, six troopers have already been recognized, and in the weeks ahead, we will be recognizing those remaining state troopers who laid down their lives in the line of duty. Since the Iowa State Patrol's inception in 1935, 10 troopers have paid the ultimate sacrifice in protecting the citizens of Iowa and all who travel through our state. These dedications will serve as a reminder of the gratitude we have to our fallen and to the families that they have left behind.
Troopers Deitch and Gerling were the first aircraft fatality since the addition of the patrol's air wing in 1956. Deitch of Council Bluffs was 30 years old and a six-year veteran of the Iowa State Patrol. He was survived by his fiancée. Gerling was 34 years old and in his first year of service to the patrol. He is survived by his wife and two sons. The bridges in the men's name and memoriam are located west and northeast of Lewis along Highway 6 as it traverses Indian Creek and Turkey Creek. About 25 members of Gerling's family attended the ceremony near Lewis on Thursday. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Omer Scheffler, age 99 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Omer Scheffler will be today at 10:30 at the Bethel Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Susan Clemenson, age 61 of Urbandale, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Susan Clemenson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Teddy Weston, age 79 of Grant, died Sunday. Funeral services for Teddy Weston will be today at 11 a.m. at the Grant United Methodist Church. Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca has arrangements. Milda Jane Baker, age 96 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Milda Jane Baker will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. William Bill Anderson, age 82 of Panora, died October 11th. Memorial services for Bill Anderson will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Joanne Bobenmoyer, age 79 of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Joanne Bobenmoyer will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Thomas Lovell, age 48 and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday in Colorado. A memorial service for Thomas Lovell will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ralph Mendenhall, age 76 of Indianola, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ralph Mendenhall will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Creighton Sint, age 84 of Lyman, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Creighton Sint will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Griswold Community Center. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Russell Vanetta, age 85, formerly of Adair County, died October 12th in Colorado. Graveside services for Russell Vanetta will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Beverly Webb, age 81 of Oakland, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Beverly Webb are currently pending at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.